One thing I did not mention earlier is the business meeting is tomorrow night. After the business meeting. And our speaker will be. Next speaker. I don't want to butcher your last name, so
Sing.
Oh, I see it now. I was looking at the first one. Excuse me. And he'll from the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, and will be speaking on the effects of lime application on reducing straighthead in rice fields under rice field conditions. All right, Sing.
Thank you so much. So I'm being a second author of this presentation because the main guy who did research, he couldn't make it due to some medical problems. So let's get started with that. So we basically look at the effect of lime application on reducing the straighthead and underfield condition. So here straighthead means like it's naturally occurring straighthead. Naturally because they did not put any arsenic to induce it. Most of the studies, they put arsenic and then they induce straighthead for the study purposes. So here are some outlines. So let's get started with the introduction. Straighthead is a physiological disorder which caused like a spikely sterility and which result ultimately in loss of grain yield. And in extreme cases, there is no panicle emergence. And even if they emerge, they being straight because no grain weight is there, so that's why the name is a straight head of rice. And here you can see in the red circle, like it is a symptom of straight head, and we will say a characteristic which is called a parrot beak symptom. And here you can see in the field the difference between susceptible cultivar, which is almost no development since growing to the maturity, and here is which is resistant cultivars. So this is how they make a huge impact on ultimate grain yield there. And if we are using the susceptible varieties like Kokodri, which occupies almost 26% of Arkansas rice region, so that may lead to highly grain yield. And some of the causes reported, like such as continuous flooding after the arsenic or herbicide application in cotton field, and then the second is low pH and some free iron, high organic matter, high soil arsenic, and then low nitrogen fertilization. But the main cause, being the oldest disease in Arkansas, still we don't know what exactly causes the straighthead. And one of the reasons that most of the research they induce, because it is very uncertain in occurrence. Sometimes it occurs in the same field and next year we couldn't find any straighthead. But in our university field, we almost like since last 8 to 9 year observation, we got like 6 to 7 years continuously. So that's why we try to study the natural factor of the straightheads. And we apply lime in form of calcium, as we say, grounded limestone. So we use like a calcium increase nitrogen uptake and fertilizer use efficiency, and then it reduces the arsenic mobility by making the precipitates and maintaining the pH. In old literature, it is also mentioned like that. So we try to make it kind of a effective remediation for the disease, because the main practice they use is they call it irrigation management, that is draining and drying method, which is like kind of very expensive because they drain out whole the field after 2 weeks of permanent flooding, and then they resume when the drought symptom appears in straighthead. So and which is like yellowing of leaves and cracking in land. So in this way they basically increase the oxidative condition and aeration in soil, so that they will not get. And problem is that it is like a very expensive and not even eco-friendly. So with grounded limestone, we try to make a efficient method which can decrease the cost of production for farmers, as well as it is like eco-friendly. So we use our material and methods. Location was our University of Arkansas Pine Bluff research fields. We use like 44 varieties, which is from highly susceptible to resistant with the three replication and completely randomized design. And direct sowing was done there. And three different treatments we introduced there. One, there we have no Lyme application, which is to use as a control field. Then second, a calcium single dose, which is called like single dose of Lyme application, 2 tons per acre. And the calcium second dose, which is double dose of Lyme application, which is 4 tons. These kind of treatment we use just to like make a guess that what kind of dose can be quantified for the specific variety. And here is how we apply in the field. Here you can see the first one is calcium double dose, where we apply 4 tons per acre, and then second ton, and the last one is control. And incorporation the lime to the soil before sowing, followed by sowing in the field. And this is how, and we didn't apply actually any chemical to control weeds, because a lot of chemicals, they contain arsenic as well. So we don't want to induce the state head due to arsenic, so we didn't apply any. And we did the manual weeding here. And soil sampling was done before planting and during panicle initiation and after the harvesting as well. And this is how we got that maturity in our field, the susceptible varieties. You can say it is so devastating so that you can't see even a single grain field here. And this is how our field looks like, and all the varieties are tested here. And then at the maturity, we score the individual variety lines with three replications to straighthead ratings, like how severe the straighthead score is and plant height, does it have any effect or not. So this is scale we use. It is developed by Dr. Yan in 2005, which scores the severity of straighthead. If we score 0, there is no straighthead symptoms. But we score 9, there is no even panicle emergence. So as the score increases, the severity increases. And we found like very interesting results in our field. So here, just to show that how initial soil looks like a normal soil pH, which is even optimum for rice production. And here, main thing is to the texture of soil, silt loam. And this is the soil which is very prone to straighthead. Even in USA, even in Australia, even in Japan, they showed like almost straighthead occur almost all the soils. But in silt loam, it is the most prone they consider it. And this is how we, after harvesting, when we analyze our soils, you got the pH difference in different treatments and calcium concentration as well. So here some interesting result I would like to discuss, which is like when we score the straighthead and rice varieties on the resistant one. So you can see like there is almost no difference between any treatment here, because resistant variety did not respond to calcium as well as the straighthead. So it is almost like a non-significant result in resistant varieties. But when we come to susceptible varieties, so here you can see the effect of calcium in each treatment. Like control treatment is like average straighthead score 6.5, which we can even consider as highly susceptible. But it is average, so we describe it here. And score is varying from 6.5 to here 3.5. So it is almost coming into highly susceptible to moderately, and then comes into resistant. And this is the score for highly susceptible varieties. You can see there is a drastic decrease in straighthead severeness when we apply the lime to it different doses. In some variety, there is no difference between like calcium one treatment and calcium second treatment. But couple of varieties responded really well. But our main objective was just to make a difference from control to the calcium doses. Any one of them is responded, it's very good for us. And then it comes to seed set rate. Seed set rate is actually inversely proportional to straighthead. As straighthead score increases, seed set rate is decreasing. So as resistant variety did not show any increase in straighthead, so their seed set rate was quite fine in all of the resistant variety. GHE733 is like our check variety for all the treatments, and all other variety did not even respond to calcium treatment much. And when it comes to highly susceptible variety, here you can see like a drastical increase from like 10%, around 10.5% of seed set rate to 50.5%. And in some variety like a CL111, if you see, it's like even nearby 70%. So here you can see like a Lyme treatment is like completely very effective in highly susceptible and susceptible group. Specifically, And most of them varieties, like, they are long grain and like a medium grain. And long grain varieties is supposed to be very susceptible to steatosis disorder. And this is the correlation we found from our data to steatosis discourse with the seed set rate. As I have discussed, like, as steatosis score increases, seed set rate decreases. And it was a really strong correlation as well. So on these basis, we draw our conclusions, like if we talk about steatosis rating or steatosis scores and seed set rate, this showed a highly significant result to lime application, as steatosis score increases and seed set rate decreases significantly. And lime treatment can be an effective remediation for naturally occurring steatosis of rice in such silt loam soils. And these kind of studies previously done in old and new literature as well, but their studies was mostly related to induced steatosis, which is related to arsenic application before they saw, which is like monosodium methane arsenate and disodium methane arsenate they apply, and then they study the steatosis. As they show, like, arsenic injury symptoms are almost similar to steatosis. But I found this study will be more effective as it is natural, because in farmers' field, if you go to ground reality, they do not apply any arsenic to induce steatosis. That is occurring naturally. So I think this would be even very good starting for this kind of research. And it is more even effective because we did the panicle-specific studies. Like, after rating them in the field, we rate even individual panicles, which are randomly taken from each varieties. So, and we found even grain quality and 1,000 seed weight, panicle length, these all are like really positive about lime application. So on, we conducted research in 2015 and 16, both the years. And we found like almost similar kind of correlation between lime treatments, control, and steatosis. So after this, I can conclude that lime application may be an effective remediation. And most of the thing, like, it will be very cheap on farmer's pocket, because we apply the grounded limestone, which is around $3, and you will get a 40 pounds a bag. So this will be really effective instead of applying that draining and drying irrigation method to the field, and which will cost you, like, if I talk about only Arkansas, on one third of Arkansas farmers are applying that method. And this is increasing the blast susceptibility of rice, because when you drain out the water from rice, it will make your field prone to rice blast. And then again, you are in Arkansas, they invested in 2014, they invested around $20 million just to control the blast, and then $7 million to drain out the water and come back to the permanent flood. So in that case, in Arkansas, they may consider these kind of studies for their farmers. So we need this kind of study which will make, like, farmers' cost of production less. So with that, I would like to conclude and say thank you to everyone. If you have questions, they are welcome.
Do we have any questions for our author? Okay.
Yes, sir.
When you added lime to your susceptible varieties, I mean, you reduced the problem, but you still had a much bigger problem. You didn't reduce it?
No, we didn't reduce completely. Because, like, it is anyway, it is susceptible variety. So if you are able to increase from, like, around 10% to 70%, I think it would be a great achievement instead of applying that draining and drying method. If you analyze the cost effectiveness of the method, I think it will be much cheaper in that case.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
On your soil test data, have you tried to determine at what level soil test calcium needs to be at if you're obviously getting a calcium response?
Yeah, we tried to do that in second year of data, but problem is that it was like a complete mixture of varieties we did. Like, it was around 44 varieties, which include, like, inbred lines, some Israel lines, some hybrid, which are not yet released. They are tested for steatosis, how they respond to natural occurring. So we cannot quantify a specific dose, but when we analyze our data specifically for the variety, some of the varieties responded positively for the single dose, but negatively for the double dose. Which means that if we go for variety-specific things, the optimum dose will be lying between 2 tons per acre of lime to 4 tons per acre of lime. So in that case, you can go further in that range to quantify the dose for a specific variety. But here we didn't do that.
If you're going to use a variety-specific lime recommendation,
yes, sir.
What happens when you grow that variety on a soil that does not require lime?
Yeah, that is again a good question, because in Arkansas, we use like a greenhouse water, which like I think it comes from, not comes from groundwater. But in Arkansas, it is a problem which the water contains bicarbonates. So, and the farmer which already grown like a lot of crop rotations, this may be a question for them. So this kind of results we are discussing with University of Arkansas Extension Services, so that if they are having a, like they can recommend these kind of things to soil which on low pH. So in this case, lime treatment can be recommended if they are having a variety of knowledge, like what variety they are growing, farmer. But it is if it is higher pH, we can't apply that.
All right. Let's thank our speaker.
Thank you, everyone.